Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 6 years or so, and he's a Wall Street analyst. He worked for Goldman Sachs, Sempra Energy Trading, and others. He's a journeyman pro in the area of understanding the financial world. He's the author of Words on the Street, which we helped him launch on this show a while back, and he's our good friend Leo. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's an honor to be back on your first-rate show.
It's good to have you back, and folks, Leo and I had dinner last week when I was in New York City, and we had a great time. I enjoyed seeing him face-to-face and meeting his wife. Hey, Leo, when your new essay out called Shaking All Over, Marketplace Convergence and Divergence, are you seeing more? I want you to take this segment. I want you to put this analysis in sort of Main Street plain English. Are you seeing more bearish signs than bull signs?
Yes. One of the key factors has been the long run increase in United States yields, which many people here are quite complacent about, and that's been going on really over the
increase
past couple
yields
of years.
In what asset?
In the U.S. Treasury.
In the treasuries. Yields in treasuries,
and
okay.
And you've seen that also, of course, in the short-term marketplace by the Federal Reserve raising
rising interest rates is a little bit of a bearish sign. It's not a big old I'm going to eat you right now grizzly bear sign, but it is a little bit of a bearish sign. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's a termite.
Mm-hmm. Is it a leading indicator?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Second has been the rise in the past 2 or 3 months of the U.S. dollar against other currencies around the globe, whether it's the euro or the Chinese renminbi. That indicator is a sign that it might be increasingly difficult for certain U.S. Companies to compete, and it's symptomatic, of course, of these trade wars and tariff talks that are going on.
And this is devaluing of currency?
Well, many currencies to get into the United States marketplace would depreciate if the U.S. Put up more of these trade barriers that the president is speaking about. So back in 2007 and 2008, when the dollar on the trade-weighted basis peaked around 96.5, and recently the trade-weighted dollar has moved back over that level, and that's a warning sign too.
Why is that a warning sign? And that's what against the euro, against the, what's that?
It's against the basket of
currencies.
Major trading partner.
Yeah. Okay.
Basket.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another concern that is a warning of the peaks in the economy comes from the weakness in emerging stock marketplace indicators, stock markets themselves, relative to the S&P 500. You know, we see the S&P 500 staying, you know, up pretty much, although it peaked in the first quarter of this year. But in the meantime, those overseas emerging marketplaces have been going down, stock marketplaces. And finally, another indicator just to keep one's eyes on is the U.S. real estate market, which, although maybe it's always sunniest at the top, we've retraced all the way back to the 2006 peak, according to the S&P Case-Shiller indices. So although the sun may be shining if you look at some indicators, these others that I'm underlining would suggest that there's an awful lot of clouds on the horizon. And when you throw in the political divisiveness here and the growth of populism really globally and the squabbling across international borders relating to, you know, whether globalism and internationalism is good or whether nationalism should become more of a reigning force, think way back, you know, to 60
Leo,
years
let me stop you. I need to go to a break here, but I wanted to make sure. So you're not seeing anything that's upsetting you, but you're seeing a number of data points, so to speak, around the world that you don't like the trend of those. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm upset.
Yeah.
If I were bullish, I'd be very upset by these indicators.
I got you. All right, folks, you heard it from Leo. We'll come back. We're going to talk more about the trade barriers. And I want to talk about real estate. He mentioned that. I'm fascinated by that myself. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.